Another family had been engaged in research. The father, who was an archaeologist, had come back from Cairo with some priceless treasures that had been excavated. All of them were destroyed in a moment. Another family had stuffed some of their belongings into a station wagon as rapidly as they could, leaving just enough room for the children. They all piled in, but couldn't find their keys, so they got out and ran for their lives. When they returned, everything had melted right down to the cement slab, even parts of the car. One man who realized the fire was coming soon made of the list of the things he didn't want to forget. But the fire came so fast that the only thing he saved was the list. The psalmist says that even if the earth should change, mountains should quake, and fire should roar, God is our bridge over troubled waters. But is he really? Is God that relevant? We need to search ourselves with complete honesty to see where God fits, both now and when trouble strikes. Look at what the scriptures promise. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. Isaiah 41:10. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. 2 Timothy 1:7. Be strong and courageous. Joshua 1:9. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? Psalm 27:1. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. Psalm 27:10. In extreme assaults of stress, God invites us to rest in his eternal embrace. Standing fast. Next, we move to a section of Psalm 46 that talks about the city you live in. Nations and kingdoms are rising up against the city, but verse 5 says, God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. The word moved comes from the Hebrew term that means to totter or to shake. The phrase, all shook up, was made popular by the late Elvis Presley. Born dirt poor in a little town in Mississippi, he was an only child. He had a little encouragement and no special skills. At the age of 18, making $14 a week as a truck driver, he decided to make a recording just on a lark. You know the rest of the story. He became the best-paid male entertainer in the history of America. But Elvis Presley said shortly before his death that he would pay $1 million for 1 week of a normal life of peace, to be able to move up and down the streets of his city without harassment. I heard Pat Boone interviewed shortly after Elvis's untimely death. He said, "I cared a lot for Elvis, but he went in the wrong direction. Ironically, we met for the last time when I was going to do a show back east and he was going to Vegas. He said to me, 'Say, Pat, where are you going?' I told him where I was going and how I looked forward to being involved in some kind of Christian ministry. He said, 'Hey, I'm going to Vegas.' Pat, as long as I've known you, you've been going in the wrong direction." I answered, "Elvis, that just depends on where you're coming from. America's highest paid male entertainer was the personification of stress. Elvis found that money won't alleviate stress. This 42-year-old man, whose funeral brought over 5 tons of flowers from people who drove night after night or took international flights to get to Memphis, this man who would have given $1 million for a week of peace, lived his life all shook up. That very theme became his personal trademark." The psalmist said, "When the city is under siege and under threat, I will not be moved. I will not shake because the God of hope is with us. He is also in us." Ceasing to strive. Look at the third part of Psalm 46, describing the plaguing depression that often accompanies the aftermath of death. God says, "Cease striving and know that I am God." The word striving has been added by the editors. I believe it is acceptable because it explains the meaning with consistency. But perhaps it takes away a bit of the impact of the single word, cease. The Hebrew term used here, rafa, means relax. The point is that you will never discover the tent of power God can build over you if you keep racing. Stress will ultimately win out. Slow me down, Lord. Ease the pounding of my heart by the quieting of my mind. Steady my hurried pace with a vision of the eternal reach of time. Give me, amid the confusion of the day, the calmness of the everlasting hills. Break the tensions of my nerves and muscles with the soothing music of the singing streams that live in my memory. Teach me the art of taking minute vacations, of slowing down to look at a flower, to chat with a friend, to pat a dog, to smile at a child, to read a few lines from a good book. Slow me down, Lord, and inspire me to send my roots deep into the soil of life's enduring values, that I may grow toward my greater destiny.